Happy Sabbath, everyone. There are many times when Jesus displayed the power of God, and he did it by miraculous events. He walked on water. He provided food for thousands. He brought in a whole load of fish in the nets that we remember. And he also healed. He healed a lot. And we're going to look at one of those today. Let's go to Mark 8. Mark 8, we're going to read about a very specific healing here. And this specific healing is only recorded in the book of Mark. Mark 8, and we will start reading in verse 22. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he, Christ, took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Then he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he, Christ, put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And when he was restored, he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. There are a lot of questions I have about this this section of scripture right here. You know, what is the significance of the town of Bethsaida for this man? What does that mean? Why did Jesus lead him out of the town before he healed him? Why did he spit and rub and put his hands on him for the healing? Why was he not healed totally in an instant, like other healings? Why did Jesus tell him not to tell anybody else? Well, I can only answer a couple of those today, and that's what I'm going to try to do. But I'd like to specifically talk about why this man was not healed in an instant. Why he wasn't healed in an instant like the other ones. It took Jesus twice, two times before he could see clearly. Of all the miracles that Jesus performed, he nailed it on the first try, but not this one. There's something we have to remember as we go through this. There is nothing that Jesus did that was without purpose. He was all about his mission. He came to this earth, and he said from the very beginning, I must be about my Father's business. He was here to do the work that his Father sent him to do. And what we're seeing here was not an error. It was not a swing and a miss. As we go through this, we'll consider what happened to this man, specifically, being healed of this instant. But most importantly, what it means for us spiritually in our relationship with God. Because blindness is often associated with darkness or spiritual lack of understanding, spiritual darkness. And we were all, each one of us, once in the dark. But because of God's grace and his calling, opening our eyes to what he has revealed to us in the scripture, we know what he has in store for us as individuals, but also for all of mankind, which gives us great hope for the future. So let's break this down. Verse 23 says, he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him, and he asked him if he saw anything. Jesus personally took this man among everyone who was there. He took him and led him out of town. And then he spit in his eyes. When we talked this week, with the family, one of the members of my family's response was, ew. I won't reveal to you who said that. I don't want to embarrass her. But what this does is it shows personal care. He let him out. He let him out. It shows Jesus' personal care that our Savior was taking to heal this man's infirmity. So the very first point, as we're asking this question, why did it take him two times? Jesus cared, personally devoted himself for this man to bring him to full, to heal him. He loved him enough to remove him from Bethsaida, remove him from any of the onlookers who were there before he performed this healing. Now, when you lead someone who's blind, when I was a teenager, we began bringing a blind man to church from when I was 13 till I moved here to Cincinnati. So each week we would take him. And when I began to drive, I would even drive him when my dad was sick, and we would ride together. And when you lead a blind man, it's actually very intimate. They're very close because they are putting their entire trust in you. They hold very close to you, very close to your arm, so that they aren't led astray. It's a very close, trusting relationship that had to happen here. The people asked that he be touched by Christ. They knew that Jesus was a man who could take this man's infirmity away, his blindness, and they had faith. So Jesus cared personally for this man. And when Jesus spit, you know, we see that the power of restoration comes from Jesus. This power of restoration came from him. The healing power of blindness comes from our Savior. If we think about ourselves, the spiritual darkness that God is calling us out of, Jesus shows personal care, and he's very hands-on. There are two other sections when Jesus uses spit for healing. One's in Mark 7, and the other's in John 9. But he spit. It comes from him. And it sort of has the same, it sort of evokes the same feeling that we get when we read Genesis 2. When God lifts man out of the dirt, what does he do? He breathes his breath into him to bring him to life. It sort of has that same, evokes that same feeling. Let's go to Isaiah 42. You can hold your place in Mark because we will come back there. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 5, we'll start reading. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. Verse 6, I, Lord, have called you into righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. This was a major part of Jesus, the mission of Jesus. He was coming to bring healing. He was coming to, you know, it says here, God gives breath, and he was coming to bring healing, and not just a physical healing, but a spiritual one, a spiritual healing as well. When you're in darkness, you are shackled to the prison of sin. You can live life free from sin when we come to God, and he's there for us. God personally is involved in your calling. He calls you deliberately. He calls you. And once you're baptized, you then have another part of him in you, his Holy Spirit. You have God in you helping you. You have a piece of him. So back to Mark. We have this man. He can now sort of see. He can sort of see with the first time that Jesus touched him. But Jesus wasn't going to leave him in this sort of good enough state. You know, as construction workers will often say, unfortunately, it looks good enough for my house. Jesus was not going to leave this man this way. Jesus, as we see, goes with him through this whole process, starting by leading him out of the town, from the city of Bethsaida, to placing his hands on him to heal him. And when he wasn't fully restored, he does it again. Point two, Jesus is working with us throughout our entire growth process. This is where we get to the point why Jesus did this action twice before he was fully healed. He didn't do it because he needed to. This two-step action shows us that our spiritual blindness, it's a process. We're going through a process. Our conversion is a lifelong journey. Our transformation is. So back here in Mark 8, verse 23, when he spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him. He asked if he saw anything. And he looked up and he said, "I see men like trees walking." So he could see now at this point, but it was a blurred vision. It wasn't fully clear yet. It was clouded. This two-step action is one of the only times that Jesus could have performed a healing in two steps. If you're trying to heal leprosy, you can't kind of heal leprosy. you can't heal most of it and say, okay, he's there. Or with removing an evil spirit. You can't kind of remove an evil spirit. You either do it or you don't. But vision, he had nothing. Then he kind of can see some things. He sees some things moving around. He sees people like trees. He has this clouded vision. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, because Paul sort of emphasizes this as well. We'll be coming back to Mark one more time. 1 Corinthians 13. This is at the end of the chapter, the love chapter as we know it. 1 Corinthians 13. We see that through this, you know, one of the greatest things is love. And if we are to be becoming like God, God is love, this makes sense in this healing, how we're growing in this process. Verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but I shall know just as I also am known. Let me read this in the New Living, because I think it's a little clearer here. It says here, starting in verse 12, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. So if we're looking at this healing as a reflection of our own spiritual growth, we can see that it is a process. And we are revealed things a little bit at a time when we're ready. And we're all at different stages in our growth. We're all a different understanding. When we're new in the faith, we know a little bit, we understand a little bit, and then by practicing this way of life, we gain more and more, and we have more understanding. Things start to become clearer and clearer. Jesus took this opportunity to show the spiritual blindness process. And it was at really no cost to this man. He could kind of see, and then in an instant, he could see. Let's go back to Mark 8. Mark 8. He put his hands on his eyes again, verse 25, and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. This was step two. Jesus, like a loving parent, put his hands on him again. You know, when a child hurts themselves, when they're they skin their knee, we embrace them. We let them know it's okay by showing our care. We hold them. We touch them. You know, Jesus led this man out. He spit and he put his hands on the man two times. And he didn't do it twice because he had to. He healed many people in an instant, including bringing people back to life. So why did he do this twice? Jesus was displaying the spiritual healing that we all go through. We understand a little bit at the beginning. We have a vague sense of God's plan for us individually and for mankind. And then we grow and we understand. We see that Jesus, our caring older brother, is there through every step of the way. So when you read this through this section, I hope you see that God is showing us something very special. He's giving us understanding on terms that we can handle it. And he's opening our eyes slowly as we grow and mature in the faith. And he's there for us through every step of the process. He cares and loves us. And this story displays it in a way that an instantaneous healing could not have.